Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pekan ini adalah Pekan Rekonsiliasi atau Reconciliation Week, saat bagi masyarakat non-pribumi untuk mendengarkan dan belajar tentang masyarakat, komunitas, dan budaya Aborigin dan Torres Strait Islander atau penduduk Kepulauan Selat Torres. Kali ini pendengar, kita akan melihat pentingnya komunitas multikultural terlibat dalam rekonsiliasi.
I came to Australia and I quickly learned about the plights of the indigenous people.
Alfred Peck berimigrasi dari Indonesia ke Australia ketika ia remaja.
In 2017, I was a 23-year-old. I was a freelance journalist. I was looking to expand sort of my horizons, especially deepening the knowledge of the indigenous plights and sort of stories in the country.
Di Perth, Australia Barat, pada saat itu, unjuk rasa terjadi di Harrison Island, yang dikenal juga dengan nama nyungarnya sebagai Mata Garup. Protes sebelumnya di pulau itu untuk menolak tawaran hak milik pribumi senilai 1,3 miliar dolar dari pemerintah Australia Barat kepada masyarakat nyungar, penutupan komunitas Aborigin terpencil, dan hak atas tanah tradisional. Namun kali ini, para pengunjuk rasa menentang klaim bahwa pemerintah negara bagian mendukung para pengungsi internasional sebelum membantu para tunawisma di Australia Barat.
I didn't know that as an immigrant, you are also a benefactor of the dispossession of Australia's land. When I became Australian, that was not taught in the context of what it means to be Australian. I didn't truly understand the extent of what the challenges were until I started working with Clinton Pryor. And that was a watershed moment for me.
Salah satu pengunjuk rasa Mata Garup, Clinton Pryor, berusia 27 tahun saat itu.
That whole year, West Australian Police, they wanted us to move on and to stop the protest and just didn't want to give up the fight. And that's when I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to walk from Perth to Canberra and I'm going to continue fighting and protesting.
Alfred ingin membantu membagikan cerita Clinton, jadi ia berusaha membuat kontak dengan Clinton.
He wanted to share it more into the migrant community by documenting it, but he also wanted to learn himself. It's that way as human beings, as like you notice something or someone doing something, but you don't know how to approach them yet and to you actually take that first step. And that's what he did. He took that first step to message me and I said, let's meet up.
Persahabatan mulai terjalin pendengar ketika Alfred mendokumentasikan perjalanan Clinton. 6.000 kilometer dan 1 tahun kemudian, Clinton tiba di Canberra bersama Alfred.
I was helping the documentation side of it and to witness that, to be part of that, that was beautiful.
Pada hari-hari berikutnya, Clinton mengadakan pertemuan dengan para politisi dan sesama aktivis. Namun, ia harus meninggalkan Canberra dengan perasaan kecewa.
But truthfully, the walk inspired millions and millions of people around the country and around the world. It takes someone just to stand up for what they believe in and follow their heart, and people can see that.
Clinton mengatakan penting untuk mendukung rekonsiliasi.
It's about bringing Indigenous and Torres Strait Islanders and Australian people together and to build a bridge where it's a way for all of us to move forward as a multicultural country.
Rekonsiliasi di Australia, pendengar, dapat ditelusuri kembali ke tahun 1938 ketika protes Day of Mourning atau Hari Berkabung pertama ini terjadi pada tanggal 26 Januari. Pada tahun 1996, Dewan Rekonsiliasi Aborigin meluncurkan Pekan Rekonsiliasi Nasional yang pertama di Australia. Seorang pria Yorta-Yorta, Ian Ham, mengatakan bahwa proses ini tampak berbeda di seluruh Australia.
Reconciliation has moved from being, if you like, an issue just kind of sat by itself to now having to juggle with and being seen in the context of a whole bunch of other things going on.
Setelah terlibat dengan komunitas multikultural pasca referendum suara untuk parlemen, Ian mendapati adanya dua perspektif.
Some migrant communities who are very much supportive of the propositions of the referendum because they come from places where they had been a minority that had been oppressed. And while they weren't completely au fait with the detail of the Australian story, as it relates to Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Australians, they fundamentally understood what this was about and saw how can these people, as a minority, particularly those who'd been here for so long prior to colonization, how can they be treated this way? Equally, though, there were migrant communities who'd come from different backgrounds, perhaps where they weren't subject to oppression, weren't minorities, but had come to Australia seeking an uplift in their economic and social positioning, which is a fair enough thing, who perhaps didn't appreciate it. And I recall there were times when people said, I came here with nothing, which really wasn't nothing, and I've got to where I am. Why can't Aboriginal people do it?
Ia mengatakan, untuk bergerak maju dalam rekonsiliasi, Anda harus memahami kompleksitas komunitas migran.
So you really have to contextualize and understand who you're talking to if you want them to hear. And you've got to understand where they're from as much as you want them to understand where you're from.
The heart of reconciliation is actually allyship. We become a part of this Australian story, which brings with responsibility about how we build relationships going forward.
Shankar Kasinathan adalah ajun peneliti senior di Pusat Rekonsiliasi, Kebenaran, dan Keadilan Nasional. Sebagai seorang Tamil, ia melarikan diri dari perang saudara di Sri Lanka ke Australia. Seperti halnya Alfred, Shankar percaya bahwa sangat penting bagi masyarakat multikultural untuk terlibat dalam rekonsiliasi.
Many migrant refugee communities understand dispossession. We understand forced displacement. We understand cultural erasure, but we don't always make that link between our stories and our histories of our diaspora and the stories of now, our First Nations people. So I think once that connection is made, it becomes a powerful foundation for ongoing mutual support and allyship that I think is at the core of genuine friendships.
Segmen SBS Examines ini pendengar diproduksi oleh Rachel Knowles, Nicola McCaskill, dan Olivia DiIorio dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia. Untuk mengetahui informasi lainnya, silakan kunjungi sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.